531.
Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis police officer, captured on video kneeling on the neck of 46-year-old George Floyd as he begged for his life, has been charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter and has been taken into custody. On May the 25th, Minneapolis resident George Floyd was pinned face down on the ground in handcuffs by Chauvin, who pressed his knee against Floyd's neck for more than 8 minutes. Floyd, a 46-year-old African-American, was suspected of passing a counterfeit $20 bill. He was unresponsive when paramedics arrived and he was pronounced dead later. In the wake of this tragic death, protests have erupted with a worldwide condemnation. In Auckland on Monday afternoon, a rally and march was held, one of many across the country, which was organised by the Black Lives Matter Solidarity Auckland group, with thousands in attendance at Altair Square. We're joined now on Pacific Breakfast by Ibrahim Ali and Rosemary Bennett, President and Vice President of the Aotearoa Africa Foundation, who were in attendance at the march and joining us for more this morning. Thank you both for joining us on the show this morning. Really appreciate it, Ibrahim and Rosemary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Firstly, can you tell us about the march, more about the march on Monday?
Okay, I'll start off. So considering that it was a really short notice for us to actually decide on the march, I think it was about a day and a half that we decided, okay, we're going to do this. And we were amazed at the turnout. It was really great. And people were so calm, and it was really emotional for everybody, and we were really happy that it was very peaceful. So, yeah, we're grateful for that.
Yeah, it had a many messages where we were showing our solidarity with the families of George Floyd, and also that we were showing we're not happy with such kind of, you know, tragedy. And racial abuse in the, you know, unarmed man, it was not something we could welcome. So we're showing that we were not happy with, and it's not acceptable.
Can you tell us more about speakers on the day at the event and some of the key messages that were shared?
Yes, we had one of our main musician artists is one of the famous African musician that's really making a name for himself in New Zealand, and he was the main speaker, and they spoke a lot about it's enough, no more racism, and also we just need to acknowledge that it's not acceptable anymore. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
sure. And so the Black Lives Matter movement was the key message to show that, you know, the whole system, most, you know, in America and also some other countries, that, you know, blacks are targeted, you know, for no reason in many cases. So the key message was like, you know, this is not acceptable, the whole thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What were some of the conversations that you had with, you know, people on the day, and what they were saying being there, being part of the march, and how they felt about the whole situation?
They did feel that it's something that's not only from America. It's something that happens in New Zealand as well. So unfortunately, people think that America is overdoing it and stuff like that, but New Zealanders were feeling it too. So there was a lot of people amongst us that did mention that, look, you know, it's about time that New Zealanders also face up and speak about this, that it's happening here as well. It's not only in America. I know a lot of people think that we're just following America and we shouldn't be marching just because of the gentleman that passed away in America. But I don't think it's all about just the American guy. It's actually about a lot more that we've seen ourselves in so many years that we've been here. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
What about for yourselves? Tell us a little bit about, you know, which your home country, and maybe because this is leading to a wider issue of racism, you know, maybe unconscious bias and those sorts of things. Can you share with me a little bit about your stories, please? Ibrahim?
Yeah, so Africa, the largest continent that being colonized by Europeans, and so we're still living with that kind of grief and the damage that's been done and the domination that, you know, being taken our land, not the resources, and also the freedom of us, you know, doing what we want to have in life. And the whole continent is still going through that situation where we still begging for aid from Western countries. So where even technologies is not that yet there, and people doesn't have you know, the skill to utilize our resources and the natural resources we have in the continent. So it is still, we see the domination is still there. Some countries are still trying to lead the world and say we're the super countries, we superpower countries. There is a G8 country, so many things. So it's unfair the way we see in the world today, and it's still we're living with that.
Mm-hmm. Ibrahim, which country, what is your home
so,
country?
So originally I'm from Somalia, so being unsettled for 30 years. We've been through a civil war. So many Somalis living in New Zealand came as refugees and migrants. So yeah, so that's where I'm from. And Rosemary is also from Zimbabwe.
Yeah, I'm from Zimbabwe and we've had the same problems. I think Zimbabwe is still struggling right now because of our leaders. So it's the same thing, you know, British colony many years ago, and then the Africans tried to take it back, but it became such a struggle for them to maintain it. So yeah, we're still struggling with racism and stuff. You know.
The Aotearoa Africa Foundation, can you share with us about some of the work that you do here in New Zealand and amongst our, you know, African community?
Yes, I'll share with you.
It's a charitable organization that advocates the welfare of African communities in Aotearoa. Because of being some of us newer to the countries and not knowing the culture, the climate, you know, the weather, the kiwi, you know, English kind of, yeah. So people do not know what their rights are. So we are there to serve and help our Africans in New Zealand and empower them to achieve more. Yeah.
And in terms of, because I'm assuming, you know, with it's all Africans, whether Zimbabwean, Somali, whether South, everyone is
Nigerian, well, South African,
yes, Ghanaian, pretty much the whole continent.
Yes. The idea is for us to educate our New Zealanders about our culture. That includes dance, music, performances, and any fashion, whatever, you know, that comes from Africa. And I think it's something that we haven't done for many years that needs to be exposed in New Zealand. We've got a lot of talent and we need to start showing it.
Yeah, sure.
Your thoughts on what's happening, you know, with regards to America, you touched on it earlier, but for yourselves and in terms of the, you know, the, if you're looking at it from a African perspective, what's happening in the States at the moment, what are your thoughts?
I think what's disturbed a lot of people is that I think the president is not doing anything about it, so I think it's frustrating the people. If he had covered it earlier on, maybe people would have calmed down quicker, but nobody's taking notice of they cry, you know, they anger, their frustration. So that's what's making the riots louder and louder, and I think he needs to step up and just acknowledge that there is a problem, and it needs to be recognized. So
And I see it's bigger than even Donald Trump, because this is the whole system that is, you know, so racist and discriminatory system that's there in the state, but also you can see here in New Zealand and also elsewhere in the world. And so he has the voice to talk about it and to accept, at least, Donald Trump, but and acknowledge, but yet he's still, you know, claiming and, you know, saying these, you know, lutheries and the things that he was talking a few days ago, when there is a looting, there is a shooting, something like that. So, it's not, he should take the responsibility as the leader of that country, and try to unite his people and, you know, bring justice to those who killed George Floyd, and and also not only that guy who's been charged, but also, you know, the bodies who were backing him up, and also he was on the call, I think, with the operators, and I think it was not only him, you know, it is also to do with those who were backing him up, and you know.
So, final message today, or thoughts around racism, Rosemary?
I think we need to acknowledge that racism is not good, and we all, it should be just one color. There is no reason why people should judge a person by the color of their skin. So we don't accept that, and we shouldn't.
Within New Zealand, I think we need also to accept that there's a racism in New Zealand. I used to be a security officer for 5 years, and I used to call police for those intruders. So sooner you give the specification or the description of that intruder, the police will respond according to to those kind of description you has given. So if that person is from Africa or from Pacific, they will respond quicker than any Caucasian intruder, you know. So we need to accept that and acknowledge. And yet we are so diverse communities in New Zealand, and we always advocate for inclusion and, you know, acceptance of culture, religion, whatever the person is from. But yet we see differently, you know. So the words and the action has to match. You know, sometimes we talk in a way of saying, oh, we are all included, we are all one. But yet we are acting differently, so that does not make any sense. So we need to accept and acknowledge. That is the message we would love to give to New Zealanders too, you know.
Ibrahim Ali, Rosemary Bennett, thank you both for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you for having
all
us.
The best for the ongoing work that you do. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having us.
It is 10 minutes to 7. Sautau, Fifia Band, 531 PI, Pacific People Together.